You're listening to 91.7 WVXU on NPR One. I'm Tana Weingartner. It's been 4 years since an oil pipeline in Colerain Township ruptured, spewing thousands of gallons of crude down a hillside creek at Oak Glen Nature Preserve. In 2016, the focus shifted from cleaning the site to restoration. I've been following this story since it began, and I went back recently to Oak Glen for this update. On a chilly March afternoon, there's not much to hear at Oak Glen Nature Preserve besides cars driving along East Miami River Road, separating the preserve from the Great Miami River, and the occasional sound of gunfire from a nearby police firing range. The view, however, is vastly different.
There's been a big change here because this used to be a containment dam that was built to contain oil that came from the pipeline spill in 2014.
Brett Henninger gazes down on a gully with a stream that gives way to a swampy pond. He's the chief of conservation and parks with Great Parks of Hamilton County. The creek bed looks man-made. Large slabs of stone make it feel like a child's nature playscape. Dirt covers the banks rather than forest, but still, it's progress.
The site's starting to heal now. There's no dozers, there's no equipment in sight, so it's kind of nice to see the nature preserve begin to start to heal.
Restoration began about a year and a half ago. Before that, contractors for Sunoco Logistics removed roughly 19,000 gallons of oil. The company estimates 20,000 spilled from the broken pipeline. It settled with the Park District in 2016, agreeing to fund the cleanup and pay out $923,000. Oil remains at the site. Getting every last drop would have meant tearing out the forest, doing more damage than the spill itself. The goal now is to get the preserve back to a semblance of what it was. Hundreds of saplings replace gravel roads constructed during cleanup. Herbicides are weeding out invasive plants tracked in by workers that are overwhelming native species. Scientists monitor the creek for signs of life like insects and cave salamanders, an endangered species in Ohio and a key environmental indicator. You won't find them if the water quality is poor. Great Parks is also waiting to see if the rare lark sparrow will return to the preserve's prairie land. Great Parks Director of Marketing and Public Engagement Jennifer Sivak remembers vividly the awful moment when she first heard about the spill. Gazing across the preserve 4 years later, she's conflicted.
Right now, I think it looks like a different preserve than what it was. But as you come up the stream and go up even closer to the break, it starts to feel like the nature preserve that we know and love.
Brett Henninger says protecting places like Oak Glen is important because it's a part of Ohio's history. These natural resources, he says, defined the region for hundreds of years.
I think it's preserving an extraordinary place. We want people to be able to visit places that they can imagine themselves in that place 200 or 300 years ago. And this is one of those places where when you get deep into the woods up on the hill, you kind of forget you're in a metropolitan area of, you know, a county of 800,000 people. So it's a pretty neat place.
Oak Glen remains closed to the public. Restoration should wrap up this summer. After that, the preserve will reopen once U.S. Fish and Wildlife, the Ohio EPA, and Great Parks are convinced the plants and wildlife are stable and humans won't affect their return. Tana Weingartner, 91.7 WVXU.